MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, May 22, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, mid to upper 50s. It'll be windy. High tide in Gloucester Harbor, 2:10 p.m. This past weekend was filled with area college graduations at Gordon College, North Shore Community College, and Salem State University. Former Salem Mayor and current Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll earned an honorary doctorate degree at Salem State.
But I, like you, am a proud graduate of Salem State, certainly now the first Lieutenant Governor to graduate from a public university, and I know firsthand how life-changing this campus can be. I'm standing here because Salem State gave me the tools and the experiences I needed to follow my dreams. I got an outstanding classroom education. As some of you may have heard, I played a little hoop right behind us, spent a lot of time in this building. I got opportunities for real-world experiences that launched my career in public service. And just as important, maybe even more important, I found community here.
Speaking to the class of 2023, Driscoll noted that when she was growing up, it was not a sure thing that she would live in Salem.
You know, I grew up in a military family. My dad grew up right next door in Lynn, but we never really lived in Massachusetts. He was a career Navy man. We traveled around the world. My mom is from Trinidad in the West Indies. I was born... Yeah, let's hear it for the West Indies. Nothing like a little pepper sauce to keep things going. I was born in Hawaii, and we lived on both coasts, and we moved around a bit as my father was deployed to different places. But when I came to Salem State, this campus and this community here in Salem welcomed me and made me feel at home and helped me to put down roots. It showed me that I could build a life right here in Massachusetts. I fell in love with Salem, and I found my hometown.
The Lieutenant Governor made a pitch to students to enter public service and also boasted about the Massachusetts State College system.
I believe that public higher education has never been more critical to our state and our nation's future. Yep. Our state colleges and universities are often the great equalizer for community members, providing inclusive access to job opportunities, economic mobility, and civic empowerment. The fact is, 75% of public university graduates stay in Massachusetts. That matters. That is much higher. That's a much higher percentage than private college graduates in our state. And we've got a lot of proud private institutions, but many of those students leave here. Our students in public higher ed, they stay here to work, to start businesses, to grow families, and take leadership roles in communities.
That's Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll. Mission on the Bay is looking to reopen sometime in June in Swampscott. The Daily Item is reporting that the restaurant owner, Marty Bloom, hopes to have construction completed on the crumbling seawall that failed on May 4 and forced the waterfront restaurant to close. A dumpster truck hit the wall under the Walnut Street overpass on Route 1 in Saugus on Friday morning. The driver was not seriously injured. Newburyport will be celebrating Pride Month with a flag raising on June 2. The city did a similar Pride event a year ago. However, as Mayor Sean Reardon points out, this year's event will be a little bigger.
This year, we're going to do it again, but we're going to do it a little bit later than the day. So it's going to be June 2nd at 4 p.m. here at City Hall. But we just found out that Governor Maura Healey is going to come and speak at our flag raising. So obviously, this kicks it up a notch. This is a big deal, and we're thrilled that our new governor is going to come here. You know, Governor Healey's got really strong ties to Newburyport as well. So it's going to be great to have her here to say a few words. And then the next day, on June 3rd, will be the city's Pride Parade, and this is the first time we're doing this here at the city for the city-held event. And it's going to start at Market at Bartlett Mall at 12 o'clock, and then it's going to finish on the waterfront. They're going to travel down Green Street.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. State Senator Bruce Tarr has some good news about Salisbury Beach.
As you know, I'm the chair of the Merrimack River Beach Alliance, which is an organization that represents three communities, Newbury, Newburyport, and Salisbury. And we work together to find solutions to the problems that we face in the region. And there is a Salisbury subcommittee of the MRBA, which I also chair. And we learned from DCR, which owns Salisbury Beach, a few weeks ago, that they were planning on repairing three access points, number 8, number 9, and number 10, that are used by people to get to the beach. And that would have been catastrophic, Rick, for two reasons. Number one, public safety. People have to have a safe way to get onto the beach, not tumbling over dunes or, you know, risking, you know, jumping off a very high dune to get down to the beach. That's number one. And number two is when you do those things, if you don't go through an access point, you compromise the dune because you're going to be going over a place that's not intended for you to cross, and it makes the situation worse. And so we pulled together a meeting, and I give a lot of credit here to Governor Healey, who, when I talked to her, said that she would go and visit the beach, and she did. And Commissioner Brian Arrigo, who is the new commissioner of the Department of Conservation and Recreation, and working together, and this is the important part, the local officials, the state legislative delegation, the governor, DCR, with a couple of nonprofit organizations, we all sat at a table and we reached an agreement to be able to move forward. And I'm so pleased to tell you that construction is underway on Access Point 10 and Access Point 9. Access Point 8 was more seriously damaged. And there was a storm shortly before Christmas last year that did a lot of this damage. And Access Point 8 was the most serious casualty from that storm. That's going to take a little bit longer. But we're working on the design and the permitting. That one actually has to be removed completely and replaced. So those three things are underway, those three access points. And there's a bigger plan that we worked on and presented it to the administration to repair a lot of the dune damage that's occurred. And we're making great progress on that as well. And the message here is, Rick, when you work together and when you have respect among all the parties, there's no limit to what you can accomplish.
That's State Senator Bruce Tarr. And Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga has some beach news as well.
We were going to have the beach sticker operation upstairs, which we've done for years. Mm-hmm. We do have it online. People can go online today and set up their beach sticker. It will be mailed to them. So you can do that. Again, go through online services. But we moved them over because, as you know, the library is closed because they're in temporary space while they get ready for their big project. But it's still available for us. So in the children's room, the children's room at the library will be set up for the beach stickers.
Okay.
So we urge everybody to do it online if they're able to. If you come in here to do it in person, you're still going to do it online. It's just someone's going to walk you through the computers we have set up over there. Online, credit cards only. In person, check only. So that's the one thing people will note different this year is there is no little block on the sticker itself where they would use a Sharpie and write your license plate number, because we are going by, the stickers are really just for this year ceremonial because we're using plate readers. So as you enter the beaches, there'll be two cameras pointing at the two lanes, and as you come in, it'll just say, it'll scan your plate and instantly tell the guy in the booth, you know, green yes, red no.
Okay.
And so it should improve the flow even more than we had last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to it. We have a new vendor this year. Blinke is the name of the vendor. We switched out from the one we had last year for our first online reservation system. Things went pretty well last year. It was without a doubt the traffic was cut down. We made about $2 million in revenue, which is right on par with some of the best years we had. But there were a few hiccups, and not to throw the former vendor under the bus, but they were basically, most of them were their fault. But that being said, they also didn't have a true app, so you had to go online or go through a browser on your cell phone, which is not, you know, made for using on your phone. So now this Blinke has a true app that will be so much easier. You can go on and book your spot, same thing up to 10 days in advance, and we'll be able to resell spots because as the plates are read leaving, it'll trigger that we have new spaces available. So it should be a much better flow, more spaces available. And, we're looking forward to another successful year.
Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. Sports next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
In sports over the weekend, well, the Celtics lost, the Red Sox lost. You know that sad story. Celtics resume play on Tuesday, and the Red Sox play tonight at Los Angeles at the Angels. in sports action locally over the weekend. In boys lacrosse, Marblehead 14, Lexington 7, Gloucester over Hamilton 1, 11-8. In girls lacrosse, it was Wayland 13, Masconomet 3. And in baseball, Ipswich 12, Manchester Essex 6, St. Mary's 6, and Hamilton Wenham 1. More updates right here on our North Shore Today post below. For Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.